Well, praise the Lord. How do I follow that? Praise the Lord. Brother Mallard, all I need to do is give an invitation, man. Wow, what preaching. And then Brother Williams got up here and preached my message, so I don't know what else to do. Amen. Well, take your Bibles and open, if you will, to the book of 1 Corinthians this evening. I am honored and I am humbled to be here tonight. Thank you so much. You know, in my mind, Berean Baptist Church is the greatest church on the face of this earth. Now, I know there are many other preachers here tonight from other churches. You pastor what you think is probably the greatest church. But I got to tell you, this church has had such an influence on me, on everybody in this room. People that you'll never meet until you get to heaven. It's an amazing thing. As I think about Berean Baptist Church and the impact that it's had on my life, on my family, on my friends, I'm amazed. Now, I have not had the privilege of knowing all of the pastors. I've only known two. And in those two, what'd you say, the Pope? There's two popes. Amen. Brother Gray was a pope. But Brother Abels is also. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't think there's a greater man of God in the 21st century than Brother Jeff Abels. Now, I got to tell you a story. I told him I was going to tell this. Let me stay right up front. I love Brother Gray with all my heart. I always have. Brother Gray has been a hero to me for as long as I can remember. And Brother Gray was, my son calls him Grandpa Gray. And Mrs. Gray calls Grandma Gray. And she sends birthday cards to him and signs him Grandma Gray. I love the Gray family. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here, okay? Berean Baptist Church is a great, great, great church. But it wasn't because of Brother Gray. It wasn't because of Brother Gray. Berean is a great church, but it's not because of Brother Abels. Now, I love them both. In fact, what happened was when Brother Gray was, about 17 years ago, everybody knew Brother Gray was going to be resigning pretty soon. And it was pretty much common knowledge that Brother Gray was going to be leaving. And I knew that being out of Berean Baptist Church, it was going to have a major impact in my life. And so I went to Knobnoster and I talked to the pastor at Knobnoster, and I said, listen, when Brother Gray resigns, if they get some yahoo in there that I can't live with, some clown that's got some strange doctrine or something weird about him, can I come and join at Knobnoster? And he said, yeah, that'd be fine. Calvary Baptist Church at Knobnoster. And so when they called Brother Abels, I came to Brother Abels and said, I'd like to move my membership to Knobnoster. No, I'll tell you, I love Brother Abels. Brother Abels has been my friend before he was my pastor. I love him dearly. But he's not the reason that Berean Baptist Church is a great church. I want to tell you that I believe that Berean Baptist Church is one of the greatest churches on the face of this earth for several things, several reasons. And I don't know how to follow what Brother Mallard preached. I don't know how to even come close to that. But I got to tell you, I think that this is a great, great church. And I want to give you just a couple of things very quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Now, I've been preaching through Corinthians up in Whitehorse for the last, it seems like, 18 years. And I haven't been there that long, but it takes me a long time to go through the book of 1 Corinthians. And I got to the close to the end of it here, and the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he made some comments there at the end that I thought were very, how do I phrase this? One of the greatest comments that I could see, one of the greatest instructions to a church in order to be a great church. Now, listen, churches don't become great because they're good people. Churches don't become great because they do wonderful things. Churches become a great church because of their faithfulness to what God tells them to do. And God blesses a church. What makes Berean so great is not the fact that it is got great preachers. It's not the fact that even it's got great people, although it does. But it's because the people and the pastors have been obedient to the Word of God. I want to give you something tonight that I found here in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and I'm just going to read one verse, and I'm going to preach from that. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and look with me, if you will, at verse number 58. Would you stand with me as we read that one verse, and I want to take off from there. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, in verse number 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, God, we come before your throne tonight. God, we've heard some great preaching already. Father, we've heard some wonderful testimonies, and the special music has just been fabulous, Father. And I pray that tonight, as we come to this portion of the service, God, that you will bless in a special way, that you'll pour out your Holy Spirit tonight, Father, in the way that you already have, and that we'd come away rejoicing for having been in your house. May you get glory and honor, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You can be seated. Paul wrote three things here. He said, I want you to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I looked at those three things and I thought, now that's what made Berean Baptist Church great. It has been obedient to those things. You know, I looked at these words, and I'm not going to be very long tonight. I'm going to be very short tonight. But steadfast. I looked that word up. Do you know what steadfast actually means? I looked at the commentaries, and commentaries are written by commentators. Amen? And so they don't have all the answers. But as I looked at that, I found that they had different definitions, but they all followed along the same line. It was constant, habitual, unchangeable, and settled in their relationship with God. And I got to thinking about Berean Baptist Church. You know, Berean Baptist Church has always been the same. It's never changed. That, you know, when I think about Berean Baptist Church, I couldn't imagine anybody coming in here with an NIV. Brother Hastings, that just blows my mind. I can imagine him coming in with it and hiding the spine. Amen? I can see that, because when you come in here with that, and you, could you imagine somebody standing behind this pulpit and reading out of an NIV? That would blow my mind. You say, well, Brother Larry, you know, things change. You know, in society today, churches have changed a lot. Now, I've had the privilege of preaching in a lot of different churches. Brother Hammett, you know what I'm talking about. You've been in lots. Brother Garrison, you preached in probably hundreds of different churches. Have they remained the same over the years? Man, as I go back to these churches, and I've been in different churches that started out really strong, and over the years, they've lost their edge, if you will. They begin to dwindle away. They begin to fall away from the old doctrines. They're not steadfast. When I think of steadfast, what I think of is a man that the Bible talks about called Enoch. You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 5 that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, what does that mean? He walked with God. Man, when I got to thinking about walking with God, and I thought about Berean Baptist Church, the thing that it stood for is they've always walked with God. Enoch walked with God. He was steadfast. He wasn't blown about by every wind of doctrine. The problem we've got today is that churches all across North America, somebody preaches a message or somebody writes a book and everybody jumps on a bandwagon with it. I mean, there's every kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, cult out there that they jump on these bandwagons. Somebody writes a book, The Prayer of Jabez, and everybody thinks that's the greatest thing in the world. I'm glad for The Prayer of Jabez. I really am. It's in the Bible. Praise the Lord for that. But we don't need to make a cult out of it. I mean, you know, we read about that. We say, what would Jesus do thing? Anybody remember that? Man, I got to tell you, you get into these things and it's wild, it's craziness. And the thing that I know about Berean is it's never changed. I don't remember it ever jumping on any bandwagons. There's not a purpose-driven anything in this church. Amen? Now, some of you know what I'm talking about when I say that. Maybe I'm out of date with everything that's going on today. But let me tell you something. This church has always stood on this book. And it's never changed from this book. And it doesn't matter what anybody writes. Doesn't matter what anybody else preaches. It's always stood on this book. It's walked with God. It's like Enoch. It's never changed. Most churches, it seems like, are like Reuben. Israel spoke about Reuben in Genesis chapter 49, and he said he was unstable as water. I'm glad, praise God, every time I come back to Berean, it's never changed. It's as stable as it can be. I look around, I see the same people. You can't imagine what that feels like coming home and having the same people. You know, this church is an amazing church. It is the most gracious, merciful, loving church I've ever seen in my life. I've never been around anything like Berean Baptist Church. I got to tell you, I guess you could say I love Berean Baptist Church. What makes it so special? Well, their doctrine never changed. You know, the things that Brother Gray taught. Now, I didn't have the privilege of knowing the preachers before Brother Gray. Somebody said he was the third pastor. As far as I'm concerned, he's the first. I don't know. But, you know, the things that Brother Gray taught are still being taught from this pulpit today. Nothing changed. I mean, a little bit younger. Not much. Isn't that what you said, Brother Mallard? That was pretty close to what he said, wasn't it? A little bit younger. His hair's not quite white yet. It's getting there, though. Maybe that's because of all his missionaries. I don't know. But let me tell you something. It's the same message. It's never changed. It's the same message. He hadn't changed one iota from what was being taught back in Brother Gray's day. Not one bit. Every time I walk through that door, I know what I'm going to hear. I know what's going to get said. I know where it's going to stand. I know the people that are in here. I know the standards haven't changed. The doctrines haven't changed. The positions haven't changed. The practice hasn't changed. The shepherds, listen, they're all still leading the same direction. The saints are all the same. Man, I look around this room tonight, and some of the old-timers are gone. We were talking about some of the funerals. Man, I'm telling you, when I think about some of those folks, they bless my heart. But their influence is still here. What'd you say, battle axe? Praise God for that battle axe. Praise God for her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. They're still here! And they're still serving God! Man, I think of Leroy and Suzanne Mills. Man, what an impact. What an influence. You know what? I look over here on this front row. You still believe the same things. Hadn't changed a bit! I can go through all of the grandkids. They hadn't changed a bit. You know what? The saints are still here. The impact is still here. Listen, it's steadfast. It's steadfast. Nothing's changing. Man, I praise God for Berean Baptist Church. You know why it's great? Because it obeyed what God said. Steadfast. Steadfast. I gave another definition to it my own self. I called it focused on what is right. This church has never changed. It's focused on the right things. Then he said, unmovable. What is unmovable? Unmovable. Unmovable, defined as firm, not turned, unshaken firmness, perseverance. I gave it my own definition. Firm on what is right. Unmovable. Do you know there's been a lot of things trying to change this church? There have been men that have come. In the short time that I've been around Berean Baptist Church, I've known preachers that have come here and tried to sway the doctrines of this church. They've come here, they've visited. I remember when I first came here. Praise the Lord, I came in that back door and Brother Gray looked at me, and I think he had one eye closed and one eyebrow up and kind of looked at me like, "What are you doing here?" And later, as time went on, and I was sent out of Berean Baptist Church and started a church in Cushing, Oklahoma, after that had started, I came back here and said I'd like to go out of Berean Baptist Church to Yukon, Oklahoma. And Brother Gray said, "Well, I'll tell you what, go out and raise some support, and after you get a little bit of support, you come back and we'll see about sending you out." And I thought, "What?" And then later, I went to him and said, "Brother Gray, I can't do that. I've got to have a sending church." "Well, we'll send you, but we're not going to give you any money." And I went, "Okay, that's all I want is the authority." And later, I guess it was about 4 or 5 years later, I was back and talking to Brother Gray. And he said, "Brother Larry," he said, "you know, when you first joined Berean, I didn't care whether you joined or not." And then he said, no, that's not true. He said, "I hoped you wouldn't." He said, "But you proved yourself, mind you. Now, not 100%. Not 100%, mind you." He says, "But," he says, I think it'll be all right." You know, Brother Greg guarded Berean Baptist Church. Amen? He didn't want anything wicked coming in here. You know what? Nothing's changed. That man right there guards Berean Baptist Church. He guards it. Listen, this church is the same because outside influences aren't going to change it. The man of God's guarding this church. He's making sure what comes in and what goes out. He's guarding this church. He's protecting this church. This church is unmovable. Man, I'm telling you, the saints still stand where they always stood. Listen, Brother Ray Forrester. I remember the first time I came here. Brother Ray Forrester, serving God, still serving God. Steady as a rock. Brother, you have no idea what an influence in my life you've been. You have no idea. I look around this room and I see the saints of God that haven't changed. You haven't changed a bit. You're unmovable. You know why God blesses Berean Baptist Church? You know why it has the influence that it's got? Because you're steadfast and unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable. Circumstances didn't change. I think of Job. Circumstances didn't change him. Man, he lost his family and he stayed steady. I think of Job. Listen, he lost all of his finances. His family couldn't change him. Circumstances couldn't change him. His friends couldn't change him. And I look at churches today and it seems like they buckle at every little whim and whistle. Everything that goes wrong, everything could go wrong. I mean, people, the slightest pressure changes churches. Music. Man, I'm telling you, that special music tonight so far has been a blessing to me. You know, there wasn't any go-go girls up here. Hey, you laugh at that, but I've been in churches where they got them. Amen. Good, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, used to be Baptist churches. I have to say it like that. I was in a church once that was a great, famous, independent Baptist church, and man, I was excited to go there. I was going to be in a well-known, popular church, and years ago it was. And I walked in there, the last time I was in there, and they had drums on the platform. And they had a big plexiglass plate in front of the drummer. And I asked the preacher, "What's that for, to keep the beer bottles away from the drummer?" He wasn't impressed. You know, churches change. The music program changes. It's some of the most ungodly things I've ever seen. But praise God, here, it's always the same. Outside influences don't change it. Things haven't changed it. God's blessed Berean Baptist Church because it's been unmovable. A music program. You got to have a gym. You got to, or the teens won't come. You got to have an extra special youth department. I was in a youth department here not too long ago that I went in, and the preacher says, "Hey, let me show you our youth department." And we went downstairs into the youth department. We went in where they had the boys on one side and the girls on the other. And in the boys' side, the whole room was painted black. And they had fluorescent pictures on the wall, and they turned the black lights on when they would have services. And I thought, man, this is demonic. Well, we got to do that in order to get the kids in. I'm glad, praise God, our walls are painted white. You know, nothing's changed here. It's unmovable. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world does. You're going to stick to this old book and the same old doctrines. Man, that's why God's blessed Berean Baptist Church. It's unmovable. The way it's done here, I'm glad. Praise God. God's Word still reigns. God's music is still God-honoring. Preaching, still preaching. Preacher doesn't get up here and share anything. I'm glad for that. Amen? I'm sick of hearing people share. I want to hear some preaching. Doesn't change here. You come here, you know what you're going to hear. It's done here that way. Mrs. Gray mentioned the standards. You know, churches don't have standards anymore. Standards are gone. I'm glad, praise God, we still got them here at Berean. They told me, boy, you go to the Yukon, you get up to Canada, you can't have standards up there. And I said, well, I can't help it. I'm out of Berean. We're just going to have standards. Just the way it is. Listen, if you're attached to Berean, you better have standards. Bereans always had them. I'm glad, praise God. That's why God's blessed Berean. Now, I got a long introduction and I got a short message. I'm just the opposite, Brother Shane. I got 3 points in my introduction and only 1 point in my message. So we're still talking about the introduction here. I'm glad for Berean because it's been steadfast, because it's unmovable. And then I want to give you the third thing that Berean's done. And this is all introduction, okay? It's always abounding. What'd you say? 32 churches started out of Berean here in the United States. I can't even count the number of missionaries that have been sent out of this church. Do you have any idea how many have been sent out? I don't even know how many churches have been planted out of those missionaries. I can't even begin to count them. I mean, you mentioned Brother Fite. 50 out of just one preacher on the field. That's not counting all the ones that Brother Fite started. And that's just one missionary on one mission field. Brother Garrison, there in Germany. How long were you in Germany, brother? 38 years? Wow. And we don't know what all that influence is going to end up being. We have no idea. Churches, literally, I don't believe the sun sets on the ministry of Berean Baptist Church. It's always abounding. Somebody said, you know, that Berean, I heard somebody make a comment once a long time ago that Berean was dying. Look around. Look around. She ain't dying. Folks are getting saved. It's always abounding. Man, I'm telling you, I hear about people walking the aisle and getting saved. I get excited about that. Amen? Let me tell you, it's happening up in the Yukon, too. In the last 2 years, we've had more folks saved than we have in the entire ministry up there of 20 years. God has blessed in the last 2 years. It is unbelievable what's going on. Had a person saved Sunday. Somebody walked the aisle and got saved Sunday. Listen, what are you saying, Brother Larry? What makes Berean great is it's always abounding. It has been all along. Steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding. That's what's caused God to bless Berean Baptist Church. Now that's the introduction. I want to give you the message. The message is real short. Do you want it to continue? Do you want God to keep blessing Berean Baptist Church? Or are we done? This is it. 50th Jubilee, 50th anniversary. We've done everything we're going to do. We call it quits. Are we done? Do you want God to continue to bless? Do you want it to continue to grow the same way it always has? Then here's the message. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. And be always abounding. Don't change a thing. What made Berean great? It never changed. It never compromised. And it never quit. What's going to make it great in the future is don't change. Don't compromise. And don't quit. Keep on till Jesus comes. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, God, we come before Your throne. And God, I thank You. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for the testimony of this church. God, I pray that it'll continue and that it'll never change. God, that it'll never compromise. God, that it'll never quit. May You get glory and honor from all that's done here. In Jesus' name.